USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A monkeypox outbreak in several European countries and one United States state may become the largest outbreak of the virus outside of Africa, but it's not likely to cause a global pandemic like COVID. The CDC has confirmed at least one case in the United States. It's related to smallpox. President Biden is traveling to South Korea and Japan, a visit seen crucial as efforts to bolster regional cooperation and to counter China. With more on the Quad Summit taking place in Japan on the 24th, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The Prime Minister of Japan, the Prime Minister of India, and the Prime Minister of Australia. And we believe that this summit will demonstrate, both in substance and in vision, that democracies can deliver and that these four nations working together will defend and uphold the principles of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
After sanctions failed to stop Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the refugee fallout is something not seen in Europe since World War II. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The United Nations says most of the 6 million Ukrainian refugees fleeing the Russian invasion are women and children. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox News that he is concerned Ukrainian refugees could be vulnerable to human trafficking.
They take their passport, they take their work papers, they have nowhere to go, and then suddenly they're caught in a labor trafficking ring with nowhere to go.
He says he is part of a group establishing a bipartisan effort to combat human trafficking of Ukrainian refugees. The UN Refugee Agency saying they are monitoring the situation and looking for ways to create safer systems for Ukrainians.
Today is National Pizza Day, and for those of us with a big heart, it's also National Rescue Dog Day. We are USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Boeing launched its Starliner spacecraft designed to transport astronauts to and from the International Space Station on an uncrewed test mission towards the ISS. Boeing's goal is to prove the spacecraft can dock with the ISS. It must succeed before it can move on to a mission with people on board. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves explained that if Roe v. Wade is overturned by the Supreme Court, his state has an automatic mechanism law that would ban abortion except in cases of rape and life-threatening situations for the mother.
I believe that the American people are on our side. If the Mississippi law is upheld and 15 weeks is in fact allowed, then obviously Mississippi moves in the right direction, but I will tell you, even so, there will still be 39 out of 42 countries in Europe that have more restrictions on abortion than Mississippi did if, in fact, the court just simply upholds our law. That's the reason that we went further and asked for a Roe v. Wade to be overturned. But we believe that the American people are not for abortion on demand. We think clearly a vast majority of Americans do not want abortions allowed in the third trimester. And that's why it's so shocking that 49 United States senators voted last week to allow unlimited abortions all the way up to the birth of the baby. And all 49 of those were Democrats.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.